everyone. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Caitlin, pronounce your last name for me. I had it right. I feel good about myself. Wanderslaben. Caitlin Wanderslaben with the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland, also the Gold Award Girl Scout winner. We're going to get into all that. And Meredith Brown with, your name was easy, Meredith, don't worry. Meredith with Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. Sunny skies throughout the day today, high right around 70. Cloudy tonight, low near 46. And then for Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a chance of showers, high near 67. Now, go Warriors. Caitlin just graduated from Watkins Memorial. And, you know, I told you my boys are graduates from over there. That's a long day, Caitlin. For somebody who has to sit there and watch, that is a long day. How did it go?
Yeah, it went pretty well. It's such a relief to be done.
You say that with such a beautiful smile. It's such a relief to be done. But you've already graduated from, where did you say you went? Columbus State?
Yeah, I graduated from Columbus State last Friday with my Associates of Science.
How does that work out? How did you kind of be able to juggle both of those?
Well, I spent the past 2 years of high school full-time downtown. So, yeah.
It's hard enough going to high school. And you did it and going to college? I mean, did you ever think to yourself, this is a little crazy?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult trying to balance everything, but we did it. We made it.
Now, explain to everybody where you're going to school and what you're going to be doing.
In the fall, I'll be going to the Georgia Institute of Technology, and I will be majoring in mechanical engineering.
Go ahead, Riley. Top that one.
I can't. That's why she's remarkable, and I'm doing the interview.
Georgia Tech, that's pretty strong.
Yeah,
that's a pretty strong thing. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Gold Award for Girl Scout. For folks who aren't exactly sure what this is, and first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Maybe explain what this was all about, what this encompassed, what you had to do.
So the Girl Scout Gold Award is 80-plus hours of dedicated work towards helping your community. And it also isn't just something that affects the moment, but it has to leave a lasting impact. And that's a big part of it, is leaving the impact on the community around you. And so for me, that's kind of why I got into it, is because I saw a problem in my community and I wanted to fix it, but not just for my generation, but for more to come.
So what was it? What was your project?
My project was called A Girl's Guide to Machining, and I basically taught middle school and high school age girls how to use power tools, hand tools, large machines, and basically, like, my large focus was on safety, because a lot of people, especially younger girls, have not touched, you know, even hammers or screwdrivers, that type of thing. So I had to work with a broad range of people there.
Who taught you?
My stepdad is a machinist, and so he taught me how to machine, and also I do robotics at my high school. Shout out to Mr. Fife for teaching me how to use the machines. But yeah.
I mean, has it always been something that you've enjoyed? I mean, once you started doing it, your stepfather showed you, you thought, hey, this is something that I can really, so to speak, dig my teeth into. Because, I mean, a lot of folks, they don't want to do those kind of things. I mean, if I ask my boys to go, hey, especially my youngest, hey, go do this for me, he'd look at me like, what? Do what? With what? I mean, he wouldn't want to do anything. What was it that you just said, I want to do this?
Yeah, I decided to try something new. I've always loved STEM. And so when I got to high school, I wanted to do robotics, I knew. And I didn't know exactly what group I was going to work with, like whether like business, programming, mechanical. And so I kind of just was told, you should go try this. And so I did. And the second that I was running the machines, I just knew that I loved it. I loved creating things and designing.
What was the first machine you worked with?
Probably just a simple cutoff saw. But then my favorite now is our large mill.
Large mill.
Yes.
So if somebody that's unfamiliar with that, what exactly does that do and how do you operate it?
Well, the best thing that I love about it is that it can do pretty much anything. So it has a table that can move in all three dimensions, and you can literally cut anything on it.
Where was she when I was replacing my deck floors? Wow. How did the kids take to this then when you started your program and to work towards the award? Were there some who were like, what are we doing here? I mean, how did the kids take to this that you were teaching?
They were pretty excited about it. I kind of hyped it up a little bit and was, you know, myself, I'm excited about it. So I kind of pushed that on them.
And I would imagine, like with what you're talking about, 3D cutting, you got to have some creativity involved there too. I mean, like, you have to see spatially before you can cut in that kind of way. Is that something you think's just in you, or is that also teachable?
I mean, it is teachable, but I think that it helps to be able to do it on your own first.
Okay. So a little like trial and error, a little experimentation.
Yeah, you can definitely learn it. I think you can learn how to use any of the machines
there. Okay, I got you. So back up. I mean, this is the culmination of a career in Girl Scouts. So when you started, how old were you?
I was 5 years old.
Okay, so I imagine you didn't really have this plan in mind at five. What was it that kind of spurred you to be a Girl Scout or whatever you start as at the beginning?
Yeah, so I started as a Daisy in kindergarten, and I was inspired because my sister was in it. And so I saw her and I was like, oh, I want to do that too. So that's when I joined. And then I went on to get my bronze and silver awards, which are the two awards right below the gold award. And when I got my bronze, I knew that I wanted to work towards my gold.
Okay, so was that also STEM-oriented stuff, the bronze and silver awards?
No, they were actually completely unrelated.
Okay.
So my bronze award was about a drive for pets and, like, homeless pets and giving back to them. And then my silver award was during COVID, so I made mental health videos about how to not go crazy while we were in the lockup.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you're pretty much broad horizons on what.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy? Obviously, you enjoyed doing this because you're going to do this in college.
Yeah.
But I mean, how much did you enjoy the other ones? I mean, I know how much I love pets and wanting to help them. And I think we all know the issues with COVID. I mean, they hit home. I mean, which one did you enjoy doing more? Or were they both the same?
I probably enjoyed doing my silver award a little more because it was 50 hours and it was a little more work. And so I think the more work that I put in, the more I was like, I got this and I earned this. But it was also nice to spend some time outside and to help people.
Mm-hmm. My question now is, does your stepfather let you help him with anything he's doing around the house or anything like that? Or do you just take over?
Oh, yeah. He's building his own car. And so he always encourages me to help with that. And he always wants me getting in there in a shop and working with machines and stuff.
That is so cool. But that's the beauty of it. He inspired a love for you that you like to do this.
Yeah.
So now you're taking this on and you're giving it back to the kids. When you were teaching these kids, was there a moment where they were just like, this is pretty cool? And then you were just like, all right, this, I knew I was drawn to do this.
Yeah, you know, it's not just my gold award, but even on my robotics team, I, like, when I got older and I actually knew how to use them, there were people that would come in and they didn't know how to use all these machines. And so for me, I was more of a mentor to the younger people this year. And so seeing them get a smile on their face when it finally clicked to them how to use this stuff, it's pretty cool. And it's like, you know, I see myself walking in the first time using those machines and having that same reaction.
I would imagine that there's a point in your life where you realize you are a leader, you are a mentor. Did that overwhelm you at any point? Or is that just like part of the next step and let's just keep on chugging?
You know, I think giving back is kind of a big part of who I am. And so I don't think it overwhelmed me. I think it was like just pretty exciting to see.
Meredith, we'll bring you into this discussion. This is a pretty good advertisement right here for Girl Scouts.
Absolutely. Part of the curriculum for Girl Scouts is, in fact, broad range. So we do have badges in a number of different areas, and that's one of our goals, is to try to expose young ladies to a variety of subjects so that they can find their passion and experience things that maybe they don't get the chance to learn in school or through their family. Obviously, Caitlin's extremely lucky because it sounds like she's had a super supportive family that's helped drive her passion. But a lot of girls find their passion through Girl Scouts because we have everything from art to STEM to outdoor skills. So there's a little smattering of everything that you get to do. And part of the curriculum is that Girl Scouts is girl-led. Part of being a volunteer is learning how to slowly turn that leadership over to the young ladies themselves and enable them to start running their troops so that they have a chance to get that leadership knowledge and to have experience working working with the younger girls, that's all built into the program so that it isn't overwhelming. It's not an all of a sudden thing. It's been a gradual part of what they've been doing throughout their Girl Scout career, is slowly gaining more responsibility for their own troop and working with younger troops and helping out girls of all different ages. So we couldn't be more proud of Caitlin.
So that's the thing, though. I mean, at some point, you're going to kind of have to release the reins a little bit. If you're a mentor now and you've got people coming up and they're eventually going to take over, because your life's going to continue. You're going to the Georgia Institute of Technology. You're going to be doing other things. You're not going to be hands-on. How does that feel? You're going to have to loose the reins and kind of let it go and let it be.
I mean, it's a little scary, you know, leaving everything that I've done here behind, but it's exciting knowing that it's in good hands.
Very good.
You talked about being a little scary, and we were joking beforehand before we go to a break. I don't think Mom's going to be too happy about this. Her first words out of her mouth, Mom's going to cry.
Love you, Mom.
Now, when you think about that, you know, and Joel mentioned it, it's hard when you're at that age because you are going into a whole new environment. I don't know if maybe you have friends that are down there that you've made already since you've had a chance to get down there, but how much will you rely then on what Girl Scouts has taught you as far as meeting new people, adapting to new environments and changes like that?
Well, one, I think having this award kind of gives me something that people will know that, you know, I'm educated and I know like what I'm doing and a little more trust in me, but also communication is a big part of Girl Scouts and team building and all of those fun things. And so I think going down there with, you know, leadership under my belt, I think it's a good experience and I would definitely recommend for people to do it.
Yeah. We'll hear more from Caitlin and Meredith coming up next. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Caitlin Wanderslaven and Meredith Brown. Caitlin is the Gold Award Girl Scout winner this year for her wonderful work she is doing helping young ladies get involved in the STEM machining area. And Meredith is with the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. She's the membership specialist. Sunny skies today, high right around 70. And then for this evening, cloudy skies, low near 46. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high near 67. Now, Caitlin, you were just mentioning your sister is already down there at Georgia Tech. So that's got to make things a little bit easier.
Oh,
because, yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say, has to make things a little easier. Also, before we forget, you know, we're going to talk about what you did with your award. But, you know, what were some of those things? How do folks, if they want to learn about your videos that you talked about? You said you have a website. How can people get to that? What is the website? How do they access all these things?
So everything that I made is actually called A Girl's Guide to Machining. So there is a YouTube channel. There is a website. So you can definitely just search them up and they will show up.
And you said those videos took about how long to do?
Some of those videos took like a whole day, like a whole 8 hours to make and then edit them and all that.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, for you to do that, I mean, seems to me like anything you do, you pick it up pretty quick. It's not that bad. I got to go golfing later. I may take you with me to give me some lessons. My guess is you pick up just about anything. But I mean, do you find that you're able to pick these things up quickly and go, oh, okay, I've got this figured out?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would think. Yeah, I would think you would.
That logical linear brain. Yeah. That helps. Oh, yeah, helps a bunch.
Much better than I am, I guarantee you. Okay, let's go back now to the Gold Award. And, you know, you said it was 80 hours.
Yeah.
Break down some of the things that you did. I mean, was it strictly just in the classroom? Talk a little bit about how you impacted these young ladies and what you were doing with them on a daily basis.
Yeah, so it wasn't just like me filming videos. There was a lot of planning that went into it first, figuring out what I was going to do, figuring out even the logistics of how to be safe with people who have never done this stuff before. And then When I finally was able to get into the shop, I kind of started with some simpler projects, and then we not only worked with wood, but also metal. And so, you know, a simple spacer project, we made metal die, and that took most of our time to do because, you know, they look so small and so like simple, but it takes some time to perfect it. And so, I know that a lot of the girls enjoyed that much. And then afterwards, you know, I made some flyers, passed them out, kind of promoted not just my project, but also just simply girls being in STEM. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Was it when you got into the classrooms, did the teachers, were they like, wait a minute, this is, who would think about doing this? I mean, were the teachers even like, do you need some help with this? Or is it just like, you're on your own, go?
I mean, I was offered help from some of my robotics mentors, but, you know, I think a lot of it was kind of me saying, okay, I got this, and I know what I can do, and I know how to make the impact.
You know, I've talked to some, and I've actually been over at Newark High School when they had their robotics team, and they were showing competitions. Let me tell you something. You guys get into that. I mean, that is, did you do a lot of competitions in robotics,
yeah,
or were you just kind of the behind the scenes?
Oh, I did a lot of competitions. I think I went to 8 different competitions.
Yeah, really? Wow. And how many were on the team?
There were about like 25 of us.
So were you responsible for anything in specific, or did all hands on deck?
Yeah. So I was actually the whole technical director, which means I was in charge of most of the build season. So, yeah, I had the mechanical, electrical, and programming teams under me.
So leadership is your jam.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you just see it from a 60,000-foot perspective and then can delegate and work it out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just kind of figure it out. Like, for me, I wanted a really cool robot that was successful. And so I, you know, knew it had to be done and put my time in there. I had 1 week where I was in the shop for 80 hours.
Wow. 80 hours?
Yeah.
That's a lot of overtime.
Whoa.
That's passion there, too. So when you're working with 24 other people on a team, is there much clashing? I mean, do you get disagreements, or is it pretty much it's my way and I know what's best and just make it happen?
Well, you know, I think everybody has their own ideas, and like, especially when we're designing. But I think we collectively come to an agreement, and we talk with some engineers, and obviously our mentors, you know, kind of steer us like, this is a good idea. But I think it's kind of on us as a team. I don't think that it's, you know, just me doing it. So shout out to the Bionic Warriors of Watkins Memorial High School.
The Bionic Warriors. That's awesome.
Look out now. Coming
that
at you.
Awesome.
Real quick, you mentioned the teacher's name was Mr. Fife?
Mr. Fife, yes.
What, you know, so many times we'll hear, and my dear friend is a teacher, and I tell him all the time, I don't think you understand how many lives you're impacting. What is it like to have a teacher that takes an interest in what you're wanting to do and then takes that and then really pushes you and helps you get there? What did he mean to what you're doing? Because obviously it was a great impact.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so thankful to have his support with my project. And even just through the 4 years of high school, he's my school shop teacher. So he was very knowledgeable on the topic, obviously. But, you know, it's so nice to have somebody there who knows what you're trying to do and will help you get there. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful.
It's got to be cool, too, to be involved in a time where kind of those barriers, you know, there used to be kind of, you know, young ladies did this and young men did this, and there wasn't a lot of mixing. Now, are you seeing, like, the classes that you've been in at Columbus State and with the robotics team, are there, I mean, is it becoming more 50-50 boys and girls, young men and young women in these kind of things?
Yeah, I would definitely say that our team is becoming more 50-50. I think my classes downtown, there are still a little more men than women in them, but I think we're working towards making them more equally represented.
Mm-hmm. And when you get to college, do you anticipate having to come up against that barrier again, or do you feel like at the collegiate level and beyond, more and more women are being in STEM programs?
No, I definitely expect to be like one of the only few girls in my class.
Okay.
But I will show up with my pink calculator and represent.
I would not underestimate this young lady.
No, not at all.
So what's the ultimate goal for you when you graduate from Georgia Tech? What would Caitlin like to do? I mean, how do you see continuing to pay this forward?
you know, I want to obviously be a mechanical engineer. I think I'm going to go into the robotics field. But I have dreams of coming back and being a mentor, you know, whether it's helping out with Girl Scouts, helping out with my robotics team. I just want to be able to give those opportunities that were given to me back.
Mm-hmm. Meredith, when you hear, and you are a past Gold Award winner, correct?
I am.
When you get to sit here next to somebody, and again, there's a little bit of an age difference. I think we're a little all older than Caitlin is. How does that make you feel that, you know what, 20, 30 years ago, you were sitting right here doing this same thing, and then you see somebody like Caitlin step up and be that next generation?
I think it's like Caitlin said, being part of the program and knowing all the opportunities that you're given through Girl Scouts and the experiences that you get to have and the women you get to meet that inspire you to try to break down some of those barriers and instill that I can do anything I put my mind to. You want to pay that forward. So to sit here and know that I work for an organization that helps raise girls to do what it is that they're passionate about, regardless of what field it's in, is very fulfilling.
If folks want more information, if they're hearing this and think, okay, I've got daughters who I think would love to, what do they need to do if they want to get involved?
You can go to our website, which is www.gsoh.org. And you can look through our website and learn a little bit more about the program. And there's obviously a join button on there. And we'd love to have more girls participate because I truly believe in our mission, which is to grow girls of courage, confidence, and character.
And if they're not at five and start as a daisy, I mean, can you jump in?
Jump in.
The water's fine.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I am a troop leader as well as an employee of Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland Council, and I have a fifth grade troop that my daughter's in, and we have girls that are just joining us in fifth grade because they've seen and heard about all the things that the girls are doing, and we're very welcoming to anyone at any age. You can be a Girl Scout from fifth grade all the way through high school and even beyond. Who knew I would be a professional Girl Scout?
Volunteers, too? I mean, we always talk about
them. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We are always in need of volunteers. Even if you just have an hour or two to donate, we're always looking for mentors that have specific skills that can help the girls with badge work or, you know, just a specific event. We always need troop leaders. There's so many ways that you can help out the Girl Scouts. And yes, absolutely. It's that same website, www.gsoh.org. If you go there, there is also a spot for get involved and volunteer. We'd encourage anyone that has any extra time and as you can see from Caitlin, I mean, you impact a young lady's life and expose them to just all the possibilities that are out there in the world. And we really just want everyone to be the best them that they can be.
Well, I think you got it right there with Caitlin, because that's about as good as it gets, if you ask me.
The gold standard.
Yeah, very good. Caitlin, I wish you nothing but the best. I would like to stay in touch with you, because I know that you're going to get down there and you're going to do something. You're not just going to sit in the classroom all day and you're going to help other folks. So we'd love to have you back in here and talk a little bit about what you're doing at Georgia Tech and how you plan to impact young ladies, because it's wonderful. Again, give out the website if folks want to go and learn a little bit about you, or the YouTube if folks want to learn a little bit more about what you've been doing.
Yeah, it's called A Girl's Guide to Machining.
Mm-hmm. I'd be cool. You know I'm going to check it out because I might learn something. So I don't know, but that's pretty cool. But again, Caitlin Wanderslaven and Meredith Brown with Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland were our guests today. Be sure to join us on Wednesday as the good folks from Velvet Ice Cream will be in. And we'll be talking not only ice cream, but we'll be talking about this little festival that's coming up. The Utica Ice Cream Festival is taking place this weekend. So be sure to join us on Wednesday on Talk of the Town.